Hi friends, welcome back. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to just put a quick reminder out there that Monday, June 6th, noon Eastern Standard Time, the Shred with M&M, so the Shred that Mike Milner and I are doing, will open for enrollment. I know I've mentioned this on social media, but the spots are limited, so save a note in your phone, whatever you need to do. Put a reminder in there. I do have countdown reminders on social that enrollment opens at noon EST and we are having to cap the spot. So I just want to make sure that everyone knows that that opens on Monday. Set your reminders, put it in your calendar, put it on your fridge, whatever you need to do. So on to today's episode. This one's going to be short and sweet, but I think sometimes we need these reminders that your fat loss journey does not have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. But I wanted to give you guys five simple rules to remember, whatever you want to call these, but just five things to remember that I think that sometimes we think that these things come into play more than they do when we are working towards fat loss. So anyhow, I'm just going to dive right into them. So the first one is that meal frequency, so the number of meals that you eat in a day, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it is the calorie intake. So if your calorie goal for the day is 1,800, it doesn't matter if you eat your 1,800 calories in three meals or six. What I will say is frequency, meal frequency can matter, and timing in terms of your hunger and satiety and your adherence to plan. So that is the time that it will come into play. So again, calories are king when it comes to weight loss. So in terms of your day, if 1,800 calories is your goal, as long as you're not going over that and you're staying within your calorie deficit, and again, I'm using 1,800 as the example, then you're fine. It doesn't matter if you have, like I said, six meals or if you have three. But if you're having six meals and they're all really small and you aren't feeling satiated after each meal and then it's causing you to want to overeat or maybe you do overeat, that's when it can run into being a problem. So I personally find when I have less meals but larger meals, I am more satiated. So do what works for you. At the end of the day, the frequency and the timing does not matter as long as you are not going over your calorie budget. The second one is that no foods are off limits. So if you want a donut or you want ice cream and you can work that into your day in terms of not going over your calories, do it. A lot of times that will keep us from binging or overeating on those foods later. So again, the calorie part is the only caveat there. So calories are king when it comes to weight loss, again, like I said before. But if you are able to work in a donut and it will keep you from overeating, you know, on donuts or Oreos or whatever that looks like for you later, then absolutely do it. I personally work dessert into my day every day, even when I'm in a dieting phase. What I will say is my dessert at maintenance might be much larger than it is when I'm dieting, but I do not eliminate that and I don't remove it. I still eat sugar. It just might have to be a smaller portion so that I'm still getting that taste and it's curbing my sweet tooth, but I'm also leaving more room for whole foods that actually fill me up and help with satiety. So again, no foods are off limits. Don't eliminate anything. It might just be that you have to make your portion sizes smaller. The third one is, and this one I think is a really big misconception, but that there's no perfect macro split or perfect diet for that matter. So the perfect diet for someone is the one that you can adhere to. Same thing with your macro split. The perfect macro split is going to be the one that you can best adhere to. I will say there is probably a small percentage of people that are outliers here where, you know, women with PCOS or someone who has diabetes or something where you might need a lower carb intake and a higher fat intake, things like that. So again, there's always going to be outliers, but for general population, the majority of the time, the perfect diet for you is the one that you can adhere to the best. So if you put me compared to someone else, they might prefer really high fat and do better with higher fat and lower carb because of their food preferences. Whereas I tend to do better with higher protein and higher carb and a little lower fat because of my food preferences. I feel good that way. I'm satiated. My energy's good. Again, that's why it's so important not to compare or copy someone else's diet, but to follow what works for you and what feels good for you in terms of your eating preferences. So just remember that there is no perfect diet. The perfect diet or macro split is the one that you can adhere to the best. This next one I have on here is that you can eat before bed and it is okay. If you're somebody who likes to eat a late night snack like myself, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I literally every night, usually between 9 and 10, it's typically 2 bags of 100 calorie popcorn and a Built Bar or some kind of like either a mini Reese cup or something sweet after the popcorn. I do that literally every night, and that is something, again, that's a non-negotiable for me that I work into my day, whether I have to like have a little smaller meal somewhere else during the day. That's something that I just like to have when I get to sit down and watch TV. So that's also something that allows me to adhere to my plan and helps me to enjoy my plan, which makes it sustainable. So like I said before, your calories for the day is what matter the most in terms of not going over that calorie budget for the day, for the week, for the month. As long as you're adhering to your budget, that's the most important thing. So your meal timing and your meal frequency, those two things are not that big a deal, again, unless you're doing things that are going to make you go over your calories at some point. Now, if you're trying to save calories so you can have a big snack at the end of the day, but then you've, you know, shaved your meal so small that you're ravenous and you end up overeating, that's not a smart idea because you're, again, going over your calories for the day. But if you're able to save, you know, or plan for a snack at the end of the night, it's not going to be stored as fat. Your calories do, or your food does not increase in calories after a certain time, like when, you know, the moon comes out and it's dark outside, any of those crazy myths. So you can absolutely eat before bed. It's not a big deal. Now, if you were to eat a really large meal late at night before bed, it might mess with digestion and sleep. But in terms of fat loss or weight gain or however you want to look at that, it's a myth that you will gain fat for eating late at night. Again, as long as calories are in check, you're fine to eat whenever you would like. And then the last one and the most important one, and it's been the common theme throughout all of these, is to lose weight. All you need is a calorie deficit, and you can get there through nutrition. You can get there through exercise. You can get there through a combination of food and exercise, which is my favorite. So move your body a little bit, have yourself in a little bit of a calorie deficit, via nutrition. And it's, again, the perfect combination to keep you healthy and help you lose weight. So again, I'm going to run through those really quickly. It was meal frequency does not matter. There are no foods that are off limits. There is no perfect diet or macro split. You can eat before bed and you're not going to gain weight. So again, the meal timing is not a big deal either. And a calorie deficit is the one thing that you need for weight loss. So hope that's helpful. I think, again, it's good to have those reminders. I'll have people that'll message me when they see that I eat late at night and they're like, is that okay to do? So yes, it is okay to do. Again, reminder for Monday to be ready to join the Shred with Eminem. But that's all I've got for you guys today. Short and sweet. And as always, I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I will talk to you all next Friday.